Welcome to Transform Talks, the only podcast that cuts straight through the hype and noise on supply chain transformation. I'm Maria Villablanca, the CEO and co-founder of the Future Insights Network. Join me as I uncover the stories and delve deeper into the topics that really matter to you. This is episode number 208 with Brigitte Michaud. Have you ever considered transforming your supply chain but worried about the potential roadblocks? In today's episode, I'm joined by Brigitte Michaud, Senior Vice President of Business Transformation at Stada Group. It's a pharmaceutical company which specializes in consumer healthcare, generics, and specialty pharma. Brigitte has a strong track record of designing and executing high-degree transformations in the end-to-end supply chain ecosystem. In this episode, we discuss the potential risks and pitfalls associated with supply chain transformation, and we equip you with the knowledge to mitigate these risks. Effective communication with leadership will also be a key focus, along with exploring some of the creative approaches to change management structure. Listen to the full episode now and discover how to transform your supply chain by adopting a people-centric approach while also utilizing new and emerging tools and technologies as part of your transformation journey. Hi, Brigitte. Welcome to Transform Talks. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for welcoming me.
So I want to talk about transformation, because this podcast is about talking about transformation. And the question I have for you is, let's talk about pitfalls and risks. So what do you think are the potential risks and pitfalls associated with supply chain transformation? And how did you mitigate these?
Yeah, so this is really the biggest risk of a transformation is, and I've experienced that in many occasions, is to go faster than the organization can really absorb. In my previous company, when I was working for Zoetis, at one stage, we decided that we had to stop wave two of the transformation because we could see that people had not absorbed or were not at the level we were expecting to be able to move to the second phase. The experience with my current company is with COVID. At the end, we were struggling with day-to-day issues while at the same time transforming. The teams could not absorb all this at the same time. The journey we have realized versus what was the initial target, we are 18 months to 2 years behind due to the fact that, training people over teams during the COVID is much different than training people face-to-face. And we realized that we needed to do a lot more training. And once the COVID finished, we had to bring the team again face to face because we realized that very little was known versus what we were expecting, really, given the numerous trainings that we did. So that's one of the big learning from my past experiences, as well communication. Because, of course, we need to be sure that it goes down in all the layers of the organization. So we usually effectively do communication at a higher level, but we need to do it as well much at the lower level. So much more communication than what is planned is always needed.
So you can never over-communicate. Too much communication is not a problem. It's usually the opposite. It's lack of communication.
Yes, indeed. So let's communicate a lot more than what people would expect in different instances, but also always repeating the same thing, because the more you repeat, the better it is. Example, I always use that example. When you buy a new car, the guy explains to you very rapidly how to use the GPS and all that. You get in your car, you just remember one or two tricks, you don't remember the rest. And he tells you, there's the guide. You have the guide in the glove box, but you never really open the guide in the glove box. So in fact, what you would need is somebody else beside you to show you, oh, by the way, while you're driving, this is what you could do to upload these or to get that information. And then if you would know 100% of what your car can do. Today, I believe I know only 10% of what my car can do.
Important point is that assumption, right? There's always this assumption that people are going to understand the instructions that are in some sort of guidebook. Like you say, I have my manual in my car, but I don't think I've ever opened it. That's a really good example. And so
having someone that can demonstrate the potential of what my car can do can really untap a lot of opportunities.
Exactly, exactly. So we need to be creative in the way we communicate to the people. The usual way of communicating or training people is not the new way that we should be using, because we know that, well, young people are really zapping a lot. Their attention is very low. I think mine as well is lower as the age is going on. So we need to have tricks very rapidly to be able to use them, and then to have another trick, but little by little. If we have the whole pile of information at once, well, there's nothing to do. People are not retaining all that information. So now we need to be a little bit more creative using, well, what we have as tools to help people to get that information.
And I want to talk about what I like to call the synchronized transformation, right? Because transformation in the supply chain is just one piece of a wider corporate puzzle, right? So what are the challenges of implementing or integrating supply chain transformation into broader organizational change efforts?
Yeah, and that's true. If I look at what we have done here in Stada for the past years, well, manufacturing has done their MRP2 transformation. Quality has done their LEAMS transformation. Supply chain has done their IBP and SNOP transformation. The only thing which is a little bit more transverse, of course, is the SNOP, but not everybody gets it. So we realize that we are still in a silo, even though under the same roof of TechOps. So today, well, the S4 transformation, which I'm leading, the change of SAP to the new version, S4 HANA, is really a transverse one with one team that will coordinate all the change management. And this is what we have been missing in the initial transformation, to make it under one unique roof instead of each of the different functions trying to improve. Of course, well, this works, but not as efficiently as it should be. And of course, then we are missing pieces and people don't understand what's happening in the other functions and therefore continue to stay in their own silos. It's a non-virtuous circle at the end.
Completely. And so how do you overcome that?
Well, I realize now that with the S4 HANA transformation, this is a very unique opportunity to do that. Looking forward in my past transformation years, I think we too much worked in silo and expected that people would make the link themselves. It's not working. So with that umbrella, we need to explain what are the different impact in each of the different pillars. So for the S4 transformation, we have GPOs on each of the towers, the plan to make, make to deliver, the order to cash, the record to report. All of these, we have global process owners and subject matter experts. And there's going to be kickoff, including every people of each of these different towers, to ensure that they understand that they are other people working on the transformation that will have a link and impact on their own tower. We will have as well afterwards a kickoff with all the subject matter experts and the IT teams to ensure that themselves as well get the broader picture. And then we need, of course, to have a real change management structure, which we didn't have so far in Stada, because we thought that we could transform in our own silos, and this doesn't work. So a real change transformation leader will really be the key for that big transformation of S4 HANA.
And now here's an interesting question, which is about how do you transform during, you know, while doing your day-to-day job and also navigating the complexity of the current situation in the world, you know, all of the issues that we've got, whether they're raw material shortages, economic issues, global geopolitical issues, climate change, the list goes on. So what advice would you give to people undergoing a transformation project or about to undertake a transformation project with all of these circumstances?
Yeah. And really, this is what one of the issue we had during the previous transformation with the COVID is that it was the same people doing the day-to-day job, running across all these uncertainties and this variability of the environment while transforming. So at the end, it's too much. It's overwhelming, and you cannot be focused on both at the same time. So really, the learning is to have backfills of people. Of course, it's a budget. It's a different way, but you can go faster in your transformation because you have people still managing the day-to-day while you have people who have been backfilled and doing the transformation and ensuring the real change management, having enough time to train, having enough time to build the documentation, having enough time to do the data conversion, the data governance, all these elements. Well, when it's the same person, you need at one stage to prioritize and you don't do everything perfectly right. So a change management lead, a real structure and backfilling of people is the way to do a successful transformation and at the end, faster and probably less costly than when you do it with the same people because it will be longer and you will not get the benefits as fast as you expect if you use the same people and you burn out those same people.
Any other advice that you can think of that you wish you had known before starting any of these transformational projects to people that are listening?
That's a very good question because I often look backwards and say, what could I have done better? And I think I gave you already some of the answers. Huh? You never communicate enough. You need to go at the pace of the teams. So backfilling is really crucial. You need to be sure that you have people focused on the transformation and people focused on the day-to-day that will have time to absorb the new way of working. Because you cannot do everything at the same time. You can see it in your own life as well. When you are multitasking, at the end, you're not doing perfectly well each of it. You do it okay, but not perfectly well. So that's the same. You need to use the same advice than in your personal life.
Absolutely, and in your personal life too. Now, what excites you about the future, the next couple of years coming up? Is there anything that you're really excited about?
Yes, because I'm currently a lot working with the IT team more than previously due to that S/4HANA transformation. And I can see a lot of new tools that are coming into play to help us to spend less time in doing day-to-day activities than being able to analyze. We were talking about artificial intelligence, etc., a few years ago when I was in Zoetis, but that was really only the beginning. Today, when we look at the real practical tools that we have, this is really powerful for the users. So I'm really excited to see how this will be able to interconnect with our S/4HANA transformation and supporting the teams in their learning activities and freeing up resources for them.
Thank you for giving me that insight and also for sharing your story with us and your advice and the things that you wish you'd known before starting transformation projects. I'll be seeing you in Berlin because I know that you're going to be sitting at a panel in Transform Fest. So see you in Berlin and thanks so much for being on Transform Talks.
Thank you, Maria, for giving me the opportunity to share and effectively looking forward to the T-Fest in Berlin.
Hey there, it's Maria. In case you haven't heard the buzz, I want you to mark this date in your calendar. From the 11th to the 13th of November this year, I'm hosting a 3-day conference providing a critical platform for senior supply chain leaders to discuss transformation. It's going to be 3 days of workshops, roundtable discussions, keynote speakers with the leading companies in this industry. You don't want to miss it. To find out more, visit our website at futureinsights.org/TFest24. Alternatively, you can send me a message on LinkedIn for more information. I want to see you in Berlin for TFest 24.